This is the day that the Lord has made. I'd like to welcome you all here this morning, the last Sunday of the church year. We are using Divine Service 1 from the Lutheran Service Book, and we are last week of that during Advent. We'll switch to Divine Service 3. Today we'll use hymns 516, 336, 621, 512, 554, 549, and 700. However, for the second communion hymn, the second distribution hymn, we are going to do a newly written hymn, truly hot off the presses, God the Father comes in cloud and fire, that you got received kind of extra on your way. If you didn't get that, please come back to the narthex and pick up a copy of that for the second communion hymn. So, while your service received on the way in, beginning on page 3 with confession and absolution, Father, share the peace of the processional gift. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us kneel and be seated in confession. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us rise and share the peace of the Lord with one another. let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on
Yeah. spirits will report his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all of the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen.
We rise from the singing of the Alleluia verse. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, only the Father. Be on guard. Keep awake. For you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work. And commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake. For you do not know if the master of the house will come in the evening, or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. Invite the youngsters of the congregation and visitors to become part of the children's
ministry. Good morning. Make sure you got your room cleaned up. Something like that.
Yeah.
things to do while they're away? Yeah. You know what? Mr. Schumacher just read from Revelation. Revelation to St. John from the Holy Spirit. And Pastor read Jesus' words out of the gospel. What? You know what? No. What did he say? You know what Jesus said? I'm coming back. I'm coming back. And you know what? Just like mom and dad drive off in a car. Now, if they drove off in a yellow car, are you watching for a blue car to come back?
No.
What are you watching for to come back?
Yellow.
No. You know how Jesus went into heaven when he left the disciples? Do you remember how it was? You don't know. He went up. What happened? How did he go up? He went up into the clouds?
No, up into the sky.
Up, he went up into the sky. There's clouds in the sky, right? And Mr. Schumacher, behold, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him. Every eye will see him. We'll know when Jesus comes back, just like he went away. Pastor's words in the gospel, Jesus said, and they will see, the people on earth will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and glory. Just like he left, Jesus promises us he's coming back. You need tissue? We'll grab one real quick. Jesus is coming back just like he left, and we have that promise from him. Do your mom and dad always promise you that they're coming back?
Yeah.
They probably don't have to tell you, right? They say, I promise I'll be back. Do they say that? Yeah, Jesus promised he'll be back. And we can count. Has Jesus ever broken a promise?
No.
No. That's God's word. God's word holds true for all time. Even till judgment day and when we will be with him after. So let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for your word that we know is true. Help us with your Holy Spirit to do your work while we wait for you to return for us. Awesome. So, I brought some little clouds that we sat down with the pastor. These are clouds. A little like marshmallows. Have a great week.
We continue with the sermon, and lo, he comes with clouds descending on page 10.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you get a chance to visit our nation's capital, one thing not to miss is the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. According to the cemetery website, the tomb guard marches exactly 21 steps down the black mat behind the tomb, turns, faces east for 21 seconds, turns and faces north for 21 seconds, then takes 21 steps down the mat and repeats the process. The number 21 symbolizes the highest military honor that can be bestowed, like the 21-gun salute. Next, the sentinel executes a sharp shoulder arms movement to place the weapon on the shoulder closest to the visitors, signifying that he or she stands between the tomb and any possible threat. Every hour on the hour in the slow tourist season, every half hour in the peak season, there is a changing of the guard. The relief commander conducts a detailed white glove inspection of the weapon, checking each part of the rifle once. Then the relief commander and the relieving sentinel meet the retiring sentinel at the center of the black mat in front of the tomb. All three salute the unknown soldiers who have symbolically been given the Medal of Honor. The relief commander orders the relieved sentinel, "Pass on your orders." The current sentinel commands, "Post and orders remain as directed." The newly posted sentinel replies, "Orders acknowledged," and steps into position on the mat. When the relief commander passes, the new sentinel begins walking at a cadence of 90 steps per minute. "Post and orders remain as directed. Orders acknowledged." Jesus commands his disciples, Jesus commands you, be on guard. Keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. There on the Mount of Olives, overlooking Jerusalem, Jesus puts his disciples on guard duty because Judgment Day is coming. He gives them orders. Be on guard. Keep awake. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his own work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. Jesus is preparing his disciples because he's going to go away for a time. After his crucifixion and resurrection, he will ascend into heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father. But he is coming back. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Jesus is coming back, and you don't know when. Jesus is coming back for judgment, and that is a sobering thought. Jesus is coming back any day now. You need to be ready for Jesus' return. As a baptized child of God, you have been declared perfect and holy by Jesus. You have been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. You are ready for Jesus to return. But it is taking so long. You want to be ready. You want to stay ready, but it's been so long. It has been 1,993 years. 728,000 some days. It has been so long, and yet post and orders remain as directed. Jesus' instructions to his disciples are still in force. Be on guard. Stay awake. As you wait for Jesus' return, as the church waits for Jesus' return, it is far too easy to let down your guard. Forget about the ways of God and give in to the ways of the world. As an individual saint of God and as the church on earth, you are given work to do. To love God and to love your neighbor in all that you do. And so you do what you have been given to do. You do what God has given you to do, not in order to make yourself good enough for Jesus, but because Jesus has already made you a saint. You are a saint of God. We have Saint Keith and Saint Sylvie and Saint Janet and Saint Jacob. You are a saint of God, holy and blameless, covered by the righteousness of Jesus, and at the same time, you are a sinner. You are a sinner who struggles mightily with temptation and evil desire. You are at the same time saint and sinner. So stay awake. It is possible to lose your faith. It is far too easy to fall away because it is the path of least resistance. It's so very tempting to just give in and instead of staying awake, to fall asleep spiritually and just go with the flow and just become a part of the multitudes living according to the ways of the devil, the world, and their own sinful desires. So be on guard. Know you are a sinner. Know the devil's favorite bait to try to trap you. Fight sin and temptation in your thoughts before they become sinful words and sinful deeds. Because as we read in James 1, desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. So as a saint who is also a sinner, be on guard. Keep awake. Stay ready for Jesus to return. Live each day knowing today could be the day. Knowing today could be the last day, stay alert. Do what you have been given to do. Avoid doing things you would be ashamed of if Jesus were to return. Live out each day, not in terror, but in reverent awe and anticipation, motivated to bring the good news of salvation in Jesus to a world that is asleep in sin. As an individual saint and as the church on earth, you must stay awake and remain on guard. Being on guard does not mean you retreat from the world and hide. As the church, we remain open and welcoming to sinners needing forgiveness. We welcome sinners, but we do not welcome new teachings that contradict Holy Scripture. And so we read and study the Scriptures in order to know what is genuine. The Christian church is 1,993 years old. There have been saints on guard duty that whole time, welcoming sinners to the font of forgiveness and keeping out false teachings. It has been a long and arduous journey, and the journey continues. Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church and School of Hamilton, Ohio, has been in existence for 125 years, with saints on guard duty, staying awake and watching for Jesus to return. The guard has changed over the years, a number of times. For now, you and I are on guard duty. We are the ones to stay awake and remain on guard. If Jesus does not return soon, there will be another changing of the guard. We will pass the orders to the next generation. Post and orders remain as directed. Be on guard against sin and evil and falsehood. As we read in 1 John, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world." The world around you is full of evil and confusion. The devil, the world, and your own sinful nature want to pull you down into the selfish darkness so you forget who you are in Christ Jesus. The world wants you to look for identity inside yourself. But inside of you is empty. Your identity comes from outside of you. Your identity comes from the Creator of the universe, who has marked you as His own child in the waters of holy baptism and declared you to be His own. Because you have been marked as a child of God, the world hates you. And it wants to pressure you to conform. And if they cannot pressure you, they will try to force you to conform. In the time of the early church, as detailed in the martyrdom of Polycarp, the Roman authorities would go from house to house and make people burn a pinch of incense to a small bust of Caesar and say, "Caesar is Lord." People had to do this in order to get the necessary documents to work or go to school or avoid punishment. Faithful Christians would refuse. Sometimes the Romans would just let the stubborn Christians languish without jobs or schooling. Other times they would make examples of the Christians. The faithful would be arrested and fed to the lions in the arena to entertain the people. Nowadays, companies and schools and government officials are not looking for you to burn incense and say, "Caesar is Lord." Now, one of the ways they try to force you to conform is by demanding that you wear a rainbow flag sticker on your badge and say, "Marriage is the union of any two people." To say, "A man is a woman and a woman is a man." And if you refuse to comply, if you dare say that marriage is the lifelong union of a man and a woman, if you dare say that men are men and women are women, you can lose your job. You can be kicked out of school. You can be punished in some other way. In some countries, you can be arrested. If you dare say that Jesus is the only way to salvation, you can be banned from polite society. The goal is to force you to conform to the world. As an individual saint of God and as the church on earth, you must reject the world's pressure. Reject the world's demands and live in the love of Jesus. As we read in Romans 12, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." The guards at the tomb of the unknown soldier do the same thing over and over and over again. And no one says, "That's boring. They should do something different." As saints of God, as the church on earth, you do the same things over and over and over. You confess your sins and you receive forgiveness. You take into your body the body and blood of Jesus given and shed for you. You will do this over and over and over until the Master returns or until the changing of the guard. The pressure to give up on Jesus and give in to the world is as intense as ever. Many have fallen away. Many will fall away, believing that they are the wise ones. Be on guard. Keep awake. Abide in Christ. You do not know when the Master is returning. Stay awake. Post and orders remain as directed. Orders acknowledged. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord returns in glory. Amen. We rise and we'll hear the Apostles' Creed sung.
Thank you.
Schwab's daughter who responded well for cancer, to cancer treatments. Pat McCrary rehabilitating at Jamestown. For Bob Burnett, whose cancer is no longer responding to treatments. For Mike Doka, has 3 aortic aneurysms. We have his surgery in December. For Doug Vaughn, Ken Freeman's brother is undergoing surgery for pancreatic cancer. And for the family of John Beckett, who died on Friday. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Church of God, who gives grace to serve Him with reverence and awe, granting His faith to endure to the end, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the pastors in our circuit, district, and synod, that God will give them the words to testify to His love in Christ Jesus and the hope that is in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the troubled mind and spirit, that God will give them strength to cast every care on Him and give them quietness of heart through a firm trust in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the lowly, that God will place them into the family of His church to find peace in Christ and fulfillment through loving service to their neighbors. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the leaders of our nation, that they may walk in the way of justice and truth, using the power vested in them to protect the weak and innocent. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the hungry, that they would be filled with good things. For the poor and unemployed, that they may find gainful employment. For the sick, especially Becky, Holly, Pat, Bob, Mike, and Doug, that they may be healed. For those who mourn, especially John's family, that they may be comforted. And for those who travel, that God will watch over them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For each community, that with a repentant heart and faith, they would be worthy to receive Christ's body and blood this day, not to their judgment, but for their salvation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving for all who have departed this life in faith, and as we see the signs of our Lord's second coming, we would not lose heart, but remain faithful unto death and receive the crown of life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, by the glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praise you and say, sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us to do in his own testimony. Gather us together, we pray, for the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayer. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us in the same, in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.